This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Coming up on Wednesday, a free special movie premiere event. It is the Student Creator Project Public Service Announcements with CHI, Mercy Health, Mercy Foundation, Douglas Public Health Network, and Spider King Studios. Jake Tranter from Spider King Studios in. Good morning.
Thank you so much for having me in.
Yeah, so talk about this and what's been going on over the past several weeks.
Yeah, so we've kind of gotten these kids all from across Douglas County into the studio, and they've had a chance to come up with ideas on social issues that they care about, and they're the ones who came up with these scripts, these storyboards, and we really just helped them put their vision to life. But they learned the filmmaking techniques, they learned how to put it all together, and we did it for them.
And you had them in pretty much every week for, what, 4 or 5 weeks?
Yeah, all of February.
Wow. So how many kids involved?
Ooh, there's a bigger group this year. We had, I want to say, 5 or 6 that were actively participating throughout the month.
And by the way, we should mention that Spider King Studios now in our building as well. And so all of this was going on. Every once in a while, I would peer down in that direction and wonder just what on earth was going on.
Yeah. No, it's been great getting more integrated into the community and put our face out there more. It's been really cool.
Now, what's sort of the point behind all of this, not only teaching the kids about the creativity, but helping them kind of get the word out there about these areas of concern?
Yeah, well, I mean, the whole point of the project and since the beginning has been to give voices to these kids, make them feel that their voice truly does matter. And in the beginning, the project, Mercy Foundation, they would give these kids the cameras and they would actually go and do it themselves. But then eventually having more of a production presence, teaching them the filmmaking techniques became factored in more and more. And now we take this more narrative approach with our PSAs now that I'm running this program, and we just teach them all the different aspects of acting and get their passions involved, as well as whatever message they want to hear. But it's ultimately just them voicing what they think is important.
And what were some of those messages about?
This year, we focused on distracted driving, as well as depression and suicide prevention.
So not light topics?
No, they took some serious ones this time, yeah.
And now with the premiere on Wednesday, talk about what's going to happen in the course of the evening if somebody comes out to Roseburg Cinema.
Yeah, essentially what we did is we gathered a bunch of BTS behind-the-scenes footage throughout the workshops and created these interviews that we will play at the premiere, so you'll get to see step-by-step what these kids went through, their thought process along the way, and then, of course, you'll see the PSAs themselves and see the kids kind of be recognized for their hard work.
And then you've got the opportunity for these to be seen in other places, right?
Oh, yeah. We're going to be putting these on social media, hopefully through an ad network, and we want to get it far and wide for sure.
Obviously, a big learning opportunity for kids who probably didn't necessarily walk in here with maybe any background in this.
Right, yeah. I mean, you know, there's a couple of performing arts students every once in a while, but largely we take a little survey, what are you interested in, and we try to hone in on that. But they can change their mind throughout the process, but we're teaching them. This year we got more focused on hands-on learning, getting them actually on the gear. So it's cool to see them kind of learn and flourish.
Now, my understanding is you kind of come at this almost full circle.
Yes, yeah. So back in 2017, I was a participant in this myself, and that's actually how I got into film. So being able to, like you said, come full circle and be the production company that's putting this on has been a real privilege for me.
And some people might not off the top of their head maybe, but realize that you've been involved in a lot of other things film-wise. Talk about some of that.
Yeah, with my company, Spider King Studios, I've made 5 feature films at this point, one of which is on streaming services right now. It's called Killer Roommate. Made over 20 short films, but I do a lot of commercial work in the community. I've worked with Mercy Foundation on different training videos, Human Trafficking Task Force, Peace at Home, formerly known as Battered Persons Advocacy, a lot of different organizations, a lot of different commercial projects along the way.
So do you think when you walked into this as a high school student, right?
Yeah, back in 2017.
So did you ever see this, did you ever see yourself here at this point 9 years later?
No, I actually thought that being into film wasn't going to be as secure of a career for me back then. And, you know, I went off into the Army, and since then I got medically discharged, and that has allowed me to pursue my passions a whole lot more. And now it's become a reality. I didn't think I'd ever get this far.
Wow. So if somebody comes out Wednesday night, how long is this event going to be?
Well, it's going to be a couple hours. We're hoping to make it a full hour event.
So you've got all these to show, and then are you going to have some of the kids talking as well?
Yep. We'll be bringing the kids up so that they can talk about their PSAs more, but largely it's pre-recorded into a premiere video sort of style.
Wow, pretty cool. So again, Roseburg Cinema, and 6 o'clock on Wednesday night, right?
Yep, doors open at 5:30.
And if anybody wants to know more about this, how do they get connected with you?
You could go to SpiderKingStudios.com, or you can go to social media and just search the Student Creator Project. We'll have links to all this, and it's completely free, so please come support these kids.
All right, Jake Tranter from Spider King Studio. Thanks for being on.
Thank you so much.
8:37 at the Morning Report.